Daf Nun Beis. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Tes Halacha Tes Zayin says a keli that's full of wine, even it holds many reviews, and if he drank a little bit, he made it pogum and it becomes posel. And you can't make kiddush in the rest because it's considered shura kaisis. The Ravitz says dafka from this kais itself, but if you pour it to another kais, it's okay. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simon Kuf Beis Sif Gimel says the kais cannot be pogum. That if you drank from it, you made it pogum. But if you poured a little bit into the sand and takli, there's no problem. Even if you drank from the pitcher or from a big barrel, a small barrel, it's considered pogum. But if you drank from the chavis of a big barrel made out of wood, you don't have to be makbid. Some say even water that's pogum is possible to be moizik kodesh shel bracha. The Rambam in Hilchas Avos Tumah Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis says a rishon and chulin is tame and is matama others. Hasheni is possible, but it's not matama others. And Hasheni doesn't make a shlishi by chulin. How do we know if someone eats a sheni that's possible by chulin? It says a chli cheres ashiyip alavehen al teichik kol shibasoich yitma. Sometimes the sheretz is an av. The chli cheres or the sheretz fell into the av is a rishon, and the oichlet so the chli is a sheni, and it says yitma. So to a sheretz that fell into the av of an oven, the pas is a sheni because the taner becomes a rishon. The Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumah Perek Zayin Halacha Hey says, we already explained that Oichel Mashkin that touched the Avos from the Avos HaTumah is a Rishon HaTumah. So too, if that Oichel touches a person or a Kli that became Tama with an Av, that Oichel becomes a Sheni HaTumah. Oichel that touches this Sheni is considered a Shlishi HaTumah. If the Shlishi touches the food, the Revi, that's called the Nikar Revi HaTumah. When do we say this? By food, but by liquid. It doesn't matter, mashka touches avatuma, or touches a rishon, or touches a sheni, that mashka becomes a rishon. And it's with Tom's friend, and his friend, another friend, even 100, because by mashka, we don't count numbers. So he says, a yayin that touched avatuma, or a rishon, or a sheni, that yayin becomes rishon atuma. So too, this yayin touches oil, and the oil, the milk, the honey, and the honey, the water, the wine, and the oil, they all become a rishon. It's like as if each one touched an av first. And all amitama kelim. So to a kelim, the outside became tama with liquid, and other mashkin touched the outside of the kli, that's tama. Even if the mashkin were chulin, that mashkin, other ones become a tchila tuma. And the matama other kelim, they make it into sheni. And you don't have to say that the matama oichlam mashkin, other oichlam mashkin. The Rambam, Avos HaTumah Perek Ches Halacha Aleph says, whoever touches with his hands a rishon tuma, whether that rishon was Adam or Keli or Oichel or Mashkin is Tameh. If his hands alone became Tameh till his wrist, so too someone sticks his hands into the airspace of a Kli Cheres that became Tameh with Avatumah, or he sticks his hand into a house of Tzaras, his hands become Tameh, and the Tumah so Yadayim is only Midrabonan. Says the Ravid, that's the Mishnah Yadayim. And if you could say, we see in Brachas and Tameh Kos Yadayim, and we said, Ain Kli Matameh Adam, there's like the Mashkin becomes Tameh. The Raya is because the Toicha is Tar. And if it became Tameh with a Sheretz, the whole Kelly would be Tameh, it would be Tameh Yadayim, even though it's a Toilda. The Rambam in Avos HaTumah Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel says, when the Gozer Mashkin should be Matameh with the Kelim, the Gozer should be Matameh with the Kelim from the inside. How? If it fell into airspace of Kli Cheres, the whole thing becomes Tameh and becomes a Sheni. If it touched another Kelim from the inside, it's Matameh all of them and it became a Sheni. But if it touched the Mashkin Tameh the outside of the Kli that has an inside, whether it's a Kli Cheres, it's a Kli Shetev, a Kli Matches, the outside becomes Tameh. And the outside is a Sheni and it doesn't become Tameh what's inside. When do we say this? For Truma. But for Hegdish, a Kli Kelim that became Tameh on the outside, the whole thing becomes Tameh, becomes a Sheni the Tumah. The Ravid says the Seichel doesn't make sense that the Mashkin could do what the Mace and the Sheretz do. And the Chomer and Gozer Mashkin only because Mashkin Zava Zava. And if a Zava Zava is not Matama Kli Cheres on the outside, so to a Mashkin is not Matama. And I've had the other Mashkin. This Mechaber is Toilah Bechutchel Erev that he found in the Cheres. And it has a Toilah Bechutchel Erev, then it's like a Kli Cheres. Just like a Kli Cheres becomes Tameh the outside, not the inside, so to Kli Shetev. And if the Leiber of Pshitas, the Toicha, doesn't become Tameh, but the outside becomes Tameh. And I say that he just hopped on the Lashon of the Gemara of Kli Shetev, but he's not saying the right thing. The Kivan was not only to be Mechalik the outside from the inside, just like a Kli Cheres of the Torah is Mechalik. The Rambam and Kalim Perek Yud Gimel Allah Adal says, a Kli Cheres that touched liquid Tameh in the outside alone, the outside becomes Tameh like other Kalim. When do we say this? When it had an inside. If it doesn't have an inside and the Mashkin touched, the Mashkin Tumah touches it, it's Tar. Because whatever doesn't have a Teichon Kli Cheres, the Achayrim doesn't become Tameh Mashkin. If it touched food or Mashkin, the outside Kli Cheres that's Tameh, they become Tameh. Doesn't matter Kli Cheres or other Shar Kalim in this thing. Because all the Kalim that's Tameh, that touch food or liquid with them, whether the inside or the outside, they become Tameh. The Ravid says, where he wrote in another place what appears to me on this thing, and he argues with the Rambam. Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. Shulchan Aruch says, Narachayim Simkul Samachov Sifalav. Some say you don't have to be careful for being mafsik between the Tilsadai and the Amoitzi. Some say you have to be very careful, it's better to be careful. And if he will show you the amount of time it takes to walk 22 hours, that's considered a hefsik. The Rambam in Brachos Perek Zayin Lachidal says, if they finished eating, take away the table and sweep up the place where they ate, and then they wash their hands. Because maybe there'll be crumbs there that have a kazayas, so you're not allowed to walk on them and wash over them. But crumbs that don't have a kazayas, so you're allowed to destroy them by hand. Arachayim Simukuf Pesiv Gimel says, before he washes his hands, should sweep the house, shouldn't be left any crumbs there, and they'll become disgusted with the water and the tila. Even though it's mutter to be Abed Pirurim that don't have a kazayas, maybe the Shamsh Be'amoritz, that you're allowed to be mutter to Shamsh Be'amoritz, and he will leave even crumbs that have a kazayas that you're not. Therefore, you should sweep it first. Now we're not knowing like this because we don't take away the table and we wash our hands besides outside of the table in the place where there's no crumbs and there's nothing to be chayish. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Tesalach Chav Dalat says the Seder of Dalam Matzah Shabbos is he makes a bracha on Boreh Pirgof and then he makes some, then he makes on the candle. What do you make on the candle? Boreh Moir Eish and then he makes Avdala. Our Chaim Simon Eish Tzadik Vav Sifalov says the Seder of Dalam is Boreh Pirgof and some. And there, and then you make Avdala, and the law, simon is Yibona. You have to be careful the kosh should not be pogum. The Ramah says the minig is to say before Avdala that you say in the house, Hina Kali Shoasi, kosh Shoasasa, Yudam Isaila, Simon Toy. Shas Avdala, you should look at the kosh in the candle, and you pour from the kosh of wine on the ground before you finish Bar Piagafin, so it shouldn't be a kosh pogum. With Tam Ashvichel, we say the whole house that didn't have any wine pour like water doesn't have a simon bracha. We do this at simon toiv at the beginning of the week. Also, we pour from the kosh after Avdala and we put out the candle with it and wash our eyes with it. Hatzchiba v'mitzvah. And Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simon Reish Tzadik Vav Siv Gimel says, if he doesn't have wine and no beer and other liquids, some say he's allowed to eat. And some say if he hopes that he'll have wine tomorrow, he shouldn't eat till tomorrow until he does Avdala. If he doesn't have only one cup and he's hoping that that'll be there tomorrow, better you should eat before Avdala and make a bracha on Birch Samoz and then say Avdala on it, rather than make Birch Samoz without a kais, according to those that say Birch Samoz needs a kais. And according to those that say it doesn't need a kais, it shouldn't eat till it makes Avdala. Speak about this kais didn't have only revias but tzimtzim. And it's already mazu kadina. Because if it would put in water a little bit, it wouldn't be royal ishtia. Because if without that, everyone holds his two Avdala first and drink a drop from it. And it's moist to be mashma revias, then it makes Birch Samoz. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Tesalach Chav Dalat says to say the Avdala Matzah Shabbos. We said it already, we won't repeat it. The Arachayim Simon Eish Tzadik Ches Sifal, the Shulchan Aruch says first to make a bar on the candle by Ver Eish. Not first. He makes it if he has. And if, he doesn't have to go looking for it. That's Dafka Matzah Shabbos. But Matzah Yom Kippur says you have to go looking for it. The Ramah says someone doesn't have a kosh to do Avdala when he sees fire, he makes it on it, and so too Basam. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Tesalach Chav Hei says you don't make a candle, a bracha on the candle until you have an offering of light, so you should be able to differentiate between a coin from this country to another country's coin. And you don't make a bracha on an air of goyim because stam of their parties are avodah zarah. You don't make a bracha not on a candle of avodah zarah, not on a candle of dead people. The Rambam Brachos Perek Tes Halacha Tes says, with some of a party of goyim, you don't make a bracha on because stam parties of goyim are avodah zarah. If it was going outside the city and he smelled a good smell, if most of the city is goyim, he doesn't make a bracha. Roast about Jews, he makes a bracha. If it got mixed with the reach that you make a bracha on it, with a reach or a smell, that you don't make a bracha on it, you go bust on the roiv. Shechlach Archaim Sumre Shud Zayin Sivov says, a party of goyim, you don't make a bracha on b'sam, on their b'sam, because stam, their party is for Avodah Zarah. The last halacha, Arachayim Simon Reish Tzadik Zayin Siv Beis Shulchan Aruch says, you don't make a bracha of b'sam on Beis Akisa, not of dead people. Dafka, what's written, what's given on top of the bed of a maze. Not on b'sam, that's in parties of Avodah Zarah, because stam sibus for Avodah Zarah is for, stam sibus for goyim is for Avodah Zarah. The Ramah says, but if you made a bracha on these b'sam, he's not yoitza, and he has to go make a new bracha on others. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Nun Beis.